In this lesson, we go over your toddler's sleep timeline so that you understand exactly what should be going on after 12 months of age. Up until now, there haven't been too many sleep changes in terms of the amounts of naps and durations. It's during the toddler years where we start dropping naps and changing timings to better suit your toddler's age and state. We're going to go through it all. There are better times throughout the day that are biologically appropriate for babies and children to be sleeping. It's during these optimal times that they are able to get the best sleep possible. Could be a matter of tweaking the schedule slightly with the times. A better rested toddler accepts sleep better at night. Sometimes, just by making small tweaks to your toddler's sleep schedule, their night sleep can improve because now we are working towards a better quality of sleep, which means less restless night sleep. When the science of sleep is taught and understood, and we are working with all the sleep tools of the sleep training toolkit, we can eliminate much unnecessary crying and anxiety. Our goal is to work with our toddler's basic biological needs and body clock and give everyone the gift of sleep. They can do it themselves. They can be happy and content in their sleep environment and not need you right away. They can be calm and fall asleep peacefully on their own. We want them to know that we believe they are capable. They can do anything if we allow them the chance to do it. In this program, I provide you multiple full sleep schedules with wake times, nap times, and bedtimes from the ages of 12 to 18 months and 18 to 24 months of age. But first, let's get into naps and bedtimes. Here's a little thing about naps. Here at Good Night Sleep Site, we believe a nap is about getting the right amount of consolidated sleep at the right times. We want to take the amount of time that toddlers need to sleep during the day and sync it with their natural sleep rhythms, their circadian rhythms, to make it strong and healthy. A healthy consolidated nap is one that is at least an hour in length. If you have a short napper, you're probably seeing the classic 35 to 45 minute nap. That's because a sleep cycle, a cycle of active and quiet sleep, is about that long. At the end of the sleep cycle, they're waking. We all do, but usually so briefly that we don't remember. And then they're not able to put themselves back to sleep. So, a consolidated sleep is at least two sleep cycles long. In order to lengthen out those naps, we have to give your toddler time to practice the skill of falling back to sleep throughout their nap, which can be more difficult, definitely not impossible, as their sleep drive during the day isn't as strong. A quick guide is that from 12 to 15 or 18 months of age, we would expect two naps, a morning nap and a long afternoon nap. Somewhere around that 15 to 18 month, they start to drop that morning nap. Once the morning nap drops, we would expect them to have one nap until 3 to 5 years of age. If your little one is refusing a nap, nap regressions happen. There are periods where they don't want or need to sleep, especially when figuring out a new milestone. But if you follow these guidelines and continue to offer sleep at the same times, you'll probably find your little one falling back into routine and taking naps again until it's the right time to drop them. For actual timings, you can head over to the schedule lesson in the toddler sleep program and read those to find the best sleep schedule for your child. Also, a common question we get about nap schedules. Hi, I'm Alana McGinn, founder of Goodnight Sleep Site, and this was just a small part of one of my audio lessons in my Do It At Your Own Pace sleep programs. All lessons in our online sleep programs have full audio lessons where I'm explaining each step of the way so that I'm able to come along with you throughout the process. It's an affordable solution for parents who want the plan, who want the exact schedules, methods, and solutions to help your child sleep better for your child's specific age. As I shared in this sample of the toddler sleep schedule lesson in our online toddler sleep program, when your toddler goes down for naps and bedtimes matter. It can not only help your toddler take longer naps, but it can also help you eliminate night wakings. In this program, you will have all multiple sleep schedules for 12 to 18 months of age and 18 to 24 months of age. I also provide you with information on morning wake times, total day and night sleep, total nap times, and when and how to transition your toddler from 2 to 1 naps and from 1 to no naps. One of the biggest and toughest sleep milestones for parents to take on. Also included in our DIY program is full written and audio instructions on all four key Goodnight Sleep Sight tools, plus how and when to handle nap transitions, nap strikes, and so much more. All of that information is available in your toddler sleep guide in my online toddler sleep program. For this full audio lesson and all audio lessons in this program, including your toddler sleep guide, click the link below to get started. I've been working with families to help their babies, toddler, children, teens, and adults sleep better since 2007. I'm here to tell you, you're not alone in your sleep struggles. We've helped thousands of parents going through the same sleep issues as you are, and I tell you that to help you feel better in knowing that you're not alone. Reach out or find out more information at goodnightsleepsite.com.